Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, you kids, all right, everybody here has gone to college.
Fear the bird.
Man, go Cats.
Do you two, would Saluki's you two like to have a moment?
Here? Burn the flame.
What was yours, Ro? You don't even have one?
Go Big Red. Do you
like the gum?
Yeah, they used to throw Big Red. Yeah, they used to be the Indians, and then they got politically correct.
Oh.
They couldn't be the Indians. It was had to be the Big Red. Yeah, so it was like whatever it is. Didn't work out.
No.
Didn't work out.
Had a good run.
Yep. They used to run the single wing offense on their football team.
So much better when they do both instead of single.
Yes, I know.
You one wing, both, you're going to go in a circle.
I know. That's well, you know what? And it turned out they did. They did. Although we had one of the winningest programs in Division III football.
No big deal.
You know, in history.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. That's not what I called.
No, this is much
We've all gone away to college, and we've all gone to that moment where you're about to live in a dorm. Did you live in a dorm when you went to college, Violetta? I don't know if you did.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
You no, lived your at mother, home or did
when
you
your
live
mother
off campus?
Could be. Well, it was a commuter college, right? I mean, you went to UIC, which
right.
a lot of kids commute to.
They make us sleep there though during orientation to like show you what it'd be like. I was like, this is terrible.
Oh, so you had to spend a week in the dorms.
She's like screaming down the hallway. My laundry's not folded right.
No, I only stayed two nights. Oh. I couldn't.
Wow. Very interesting.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. So this is what happened. Here's a little something. Kids are, you know, heading back to school. They've already had it back. Or this is like Northwestern stuff's just starting now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they start late?
They start a little later because they're on the quarter system.
Right. This is out of California. An incoming freshman named Ashley, of course she is.
Ashley.
Has clearly gotten off the wrong foot. She emailed a list of demands to her roommates before meeting them.
Is this like the celebrity green room requests?
I think it's worse.
It's
like, it kind of is.
I want all red M&Ms.
Well, remember, your roommates are randomly selected usually, right? Typically, unless you know somebody and you select and there's, you know, you go through that process of picking. You totally have no idea who they are.
Now, this is a reason this girl should not show up at school because her roommates already posted the letter on Twitter and Instagram. They insta'd that mother.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Oh, no.
Classic Insta.
Classic Insta. They put it up on the Twitter.
The Facebookers.
The Facebookers, right.
The SnapTubers.
Yep. They got it all right up there. Yep. They got it on the grinder. Wait, what?
No. No. You always mess someone up. That's not right. That's not where she would put it. Maybe she would, I guess.
The Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, Mighty Arts Players, have created... this is a dramatic reenactment of the writing of this letter. Let us all now take a listen.
Okay, so I'm not sure why neither of you responded back to my email, but I don't really care. Just as long as you both know this and understand that I'm not going to settle for anything less than what I'm going to tell you I'm going to get once I arrive at the dorm. I'll take the top bunk. I do not want the single bunk where it has a desk underneath the top bunk, so don't even try to leave me that. I'm also taking one of the white closets. There should be two white closets, and I'm taking one of them. I don't care which one it is. Just know that I'm taking one of them.
Hmm. Oh, that sounds totally acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Can you unselect your roommate?
I kind of respect it. That's a full-blown power move going right into your college career.
Yes.
Do we think she was the most popular at her high school?
Yeah, but like her high school, you know, it's like the tallest midget thing. Like she went to a lame high school, so she was the coolest there. But it placed at another high school, she would be a total loser. That's my theory on this.
By the way, the WGN police just boop. Can't call them midgets.
Oh, I apologize.
Vertically challenged. It's being the tallest guy in the vertically challenged room.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
All right, you may go now. You may
Sorry.
Move
Continue.
On. There's more.
I want the desk that's near the window, plain and simple. I don't care about who gets the bottom bunk, but just know that what I stated above is what I'm expecting once I arrive at the dorm. and I won't be in the mood for any arguing or other nonsense because one of you two decided to deliberately disregard this email. If needed be, I'll turn it into a bigger situation, so don't even try me.
Oh, God. Is that word for word the letter?
No. That's it, yeah.
Reading it.
That's a thread. I mean, what is she talking about?
Again, don't do this. Not a good move.
Well, also, your roommate has access to everything you own and, you know, you right. and,
like, your security.
And your hair products.
And your hair products.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to actually meet the people eventually. How awkward is that the initial meeting in the dorm?
I think that something tells me this girl's going to get Nair in her hair conditioning. Don't you think?
Yeah, that'd be the best that could happen to her. My gosh.
My favorite was to steal people's food from their refrigerators.
You didn't even live in the dorm.
I know, but
were you stealing your parents' food from the refrigerator? This
no,
is called eating.
I had a sorority house, and so they had like 12 little refrigerators, mini fridges. So I just go there late at night, just take a little bit out of everyone's fridge.
You know what we did to people like you? We would
Don't say it.
We would put the pizza under the bed for like a week and then put it back in the fridge.
I'd still eat
and
it.
And then have at it. Well, Kevin, yeah, but not Violetta.
Pizza will last a week.
All right, 2 weeks. It had mold on it and people would still eat it.
And under bed fuzz. Wait, there's more.
And God knows what else.
There's more.
Sorry, but not that sorry for the attitude. I just don't like being ignored because that's rude. But that's what you both decided to do. So I decided to make it clear now on the kind of person I am and what I will and will not take. So just as a final reminder, I'm getting the top bunk of the bunk bed with the bed on the bottom. I'm getting one of the white closets, and I'm getting the desk near the window. That's fair enough to ask considering that I'm giving up fighting for the top bunk.
There are a lot of signs there. I'm not sure if I'd call it like the campus housing department or if I'd call the police on that one.
I don't want to be ignored. Can you imagine? That never ends well.
No.
No.
There are a lot of signs of some some issues there.
No.
Apparently the roommate who made this public mm-hmm. said that she did appeal to the housing.
Well, yeah. Who's
and they haven't responded.
That's a lot of people ignoring people at this school.
Yeah, this is not a good UCLA. Not communications.
Fear the Bruin.
Yeah, exactly.
Fear Ashley.
Yeah, fear Ashley. Sure. Right.
Watch out.
Yeah. I hope that they don't put Ashley at the top of the pyramid in the cheerleading squad because she ain't going to last up there, if you know what I mean. when they throw her up there and hey, who's supposed to catch Ashley?
She's got cheerleader written all over
her. Well, now the two other girls definitely are going to be best buds right. against this girl.
Right.
That's true.
So she's just coming in with two enemies.
Yeah, but she thought she already had enemies. It seems to me, I just might be wrong about this, but it seems to me, and I might, you know, I'm just taking one piece of data here. She might be a little sensitive, and she might be a little insecure, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to be ignored. And I think I saw this in that movie with Michael Douglas.
Could you imagine telling her to relax? Just
take
relax.
Just take a chill pill, Ashley.
She
it's
would
cool.
just probably burn your bottom bunk, throw your desk out the window.
She also dropped a sorry, not sorry. I don't think anybody's been using that term now for a few years.
Sorry, not maybe, sorry.
You know so what, out of it's, date. The whole thing is so high school. She's going to be eaten alive at college, right? No one's going to put up with that.
Yeah.
No
right,
way.
She doesn't get to go back to her parents' home.
Yeah, she's going to have to readjust her attitude.
You know, like I
young
said
lady.
That.
Snap.
Oh, I wish she was my roommate. Judy.
Well, but you know when you go to your
adjust your attitude, Missy.
When you go to your reunions now, and all those people who were so popular in high school, and yeah,
that's what I'm saying
they're all.
Is she an only child? You think too?
Oh,
I would guess.
What do you think?
Yeah,
she thinks she is, even if she's not.
She killed off the other sibling. That's for sure.
I will not be ignored.
I will not. Right. When you hear I will not be ignored, that is that.
That's
is,
like, woo,
that
woo.
Is your cue to.
Yep. Yes, that's one of those. Yeah.
But who does
phrases.
Like to be ignored?
Well, no one likes to be ignored, but the people will be ignored.
She was complaining because she had sent two prior emails to this future roommate and she didn't respond.
Send a text.
This is the kind of person I am and you should know.
She also said, I will not be ignored, what, three times in the email?
Right.
Well, they're reading the email.
All right,
down,
throw
Ashley
up in the air. All right, who's got her? Who's got her? Oh!
Do alcohol! Do alcohol! Wow.
Well,
the roommates are going to need alcohol.
They're going to need some alcohol, I think. You're right.
Let me try that bit again. Should we try that bit again? We won't do this again when we go on the air.
I don't want to be ignored.
Let's cut this out. I don't want to be ignored. All right, throw Ashley up in the air. Who's got her? Who's got her? Oh, no one's got her.
Oh, God.
Did they punch her on the way down?
Something.
That's her breaking her leg.
Yeah, it was right.
I don't know. Femur snap.
And her arm and her head and her back.
Yeah, that was the wrong button.
Yeah, Judy, I think you should give her a pep talk.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Lay into her.
Let me respond to her letter.
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes with Judy, I think, could solve a lot of the problems.
I'm not going to be ignored.
Oh, but you are.
She could probably use a little hazing if she goes to like a sorority.
Just a little.
Oh, I don't think I don't see her as a sorority.
She
type.
Wouldn't last, huh?
Yeah. Although she's very Mandy Pepperidge.
I don't know what that means. I'm sure.
From Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy Pepperidge. All right.
I got
no,
you. I got you.
Yeah, I know. You have to be like 90 to understand that joke, right? Back in my day, we watched the movie with John Belushi before he died of drug abuse.
That's not what he died from.
Okay.
Is it?
Okay. Oh. No. Oh, he got hit by an eight ball. Is that what you thought?
Is he the guy from Sopranos, right? No. Wrong guy.
Man. Oh, my God.
I will not be ignored.
You're thinking James Gandolfini.
No, that isn't me.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
In Italy.
In Italy.
James, yeah. John. Yeah,
John Belushi.
They're
Jays. Heard of John Belushi?
There's a J. Oh, there's
from
a J in both.
The
Animal
parents,
House.
The 10 Rules
from
of Parents.
Animal House.
There's a sitcom or something.
That's
Jim. No, that's Jim Belushi.
Billy Goats. Oh,
yeah. Billy Goats.
Saturday Night Live.
Forget it.
Okay.
Blues Brothers.
Classic
no,
Mandy
nothing.
Pepperidge.
Mandy Pepperidge.
Classic Animal House.
That boy is a P-I-G pig. Nothing? Nothing? Nothing?
There? I didn't even know the person. You think I know a line from the movie?
All right. Okay. Okay. I'm moving on now.
Good luck, Ashley.
Yep. Good luck, Violetta. I'd like to see the two of them be in a room together.
We should have Ashley, oh, no. You can have the window.
We should have Ashley share Violetta's traffic booth with her for a week.
It's small in here.
Yes. I know.
It's about that the would size be the best of a dorm part. Room, I would say.
Yeah. Oof. Less than a dorm room,
yeah,
right?
Maybe a little less, yeah.
All right.
There's no closets, no windows for her to claim.
All right. You know what it's time for?
The traffic?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Well, there's some pretty high travel times right now. The outbound Eisenhower is 1 hour 20 minutes from the old post office at Thorndale, just about 1 hour inbound.
She doesn't get this reference.
I don't even know this music, but it's probably from Jim Belushi or the guy from Sopranos.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The outbound Steamson about the same at 1 hour 10 minutes from Lakeshore Drive to 355. Is this the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is, remember, they were, this is a, like, this is a car.
There's a bridge
scene.
And there's, yeah, a black car.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes on the flip on the Stevenson, and then over on the Dan Ryan, still pretty heavy. It's 40 minutes either way between 95th and the Burns Circle. I'm Violetta Podramedic in WGN Traffic Central.
Come on, oh baby, don't you wanna go? Come on, oh baby.
Any recollection here, Violetta? Anything?
I know that song.
Mm-hmm. Any reference to a movie?
The Blues Brothers.
Okay. Have you seen the Blues Brothers?
I have not.
Okay.
But I saw a statue of them in Florida.
Did you see a statue of them on your way to Florida?
No, in Fort Lauderdale.
Midway? Because that's where they are.
Mm,
there's a Blues Brothers statue in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, there is at this hole-in-the-wall bar right next to the Sheraton Hotel.
And a hole-in-the-wall bar?
Mm-hmm.
In...
There's a bench, and then they're just sitting on the bench, so I took a picture with them.
Jake and Elwood Blues?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are you sure it was them?
Of course, me and my foreign parents were just taking pictures because there was a statue there. We had no idea really who they were.
You figured it. This is probably some prominent people. Let's take a photo with these them. We'll figure it out who it is later.
Later on, people will be impressed with this, for
these
sure.
These are important Chicagoans.
This doesn't look important. We'll Google it later.
Important Chicagoans.
Yep.
Yeah. These must be mayor of Chicago.
And I know why they in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know.
Yeah,
this must
strange.
Be. This is this must be president of Chicago and king. Yes, right. That's who that is. All right. I have nothing else to. I have nothing else to say to you. I just
you're
you know,
done with me for today.
Yeah, we're gonna have to show you. We're gonna have to show you the Blues Brothers.
Right. We should have a show viewing party.
Yeah. There's probably so many movies that you guys probably think are
important.
Right.
Yeah. That you have not seen.
Yeah.
I think as a Chicagoan, you are required. I think there's two things. Mm-hmm. I think as a Chicagoan, you're required to see the Blues Brothers.
And Ferris Bueller.
Right,
for
and Ferris
sure.
Bueller's
I saw half of Ferris Bueller's, whatever you
Bueller.
Say.
Bueller.
And then you also, I think, are required, if you're going to college, I think you have to see Animal House, right? Because that has never, ever changed. That experience that is in that movie is the universal college experience. If you're going to college in 1900 or you're going to college in 2000 or 2016, or that movie I think took place in 1964 or something like that.
I saw The Graduate.
That's not the same thing.
Well, I believe that is
Mrs.
true.
Mrs. Robinson.
Truro. If you go to any campus tailgate, you'll see students chugging Jack Daniels straight out of the bottle. So I think that movie still holds up.
The movie does,
that
right.
part certainly has. Right. Stood the test of time.
Any guy with a motorcycle and a frat house has driven his motorcycle in the frat house.
And the frat house, his houses certainly look like they did in the movie.
Yes. And there are
my son lives in one, and it's the most disgusting place I've ever been.
Oh, they're
it's shocking to me. Shocking.
Yeah, it just
I'm paying money for him to stay there.
And on
it's
every
but it's the party house.
On every campus, every year, there's one house that has just had a meeting with either the Panhellenic Council or the some sort of judicial body, whether it's student
campus
or
security.
Otherwise campus security. Right. There has been some encounter where everybody sits around in the living space, whatever you want to call that room, and every fraternity has a different name for it, in which they all realize this is it. We're done. And I don't have another place to live.
One more strike.
One more strike and you're out. And there's also been, I think there have been a few people who've also had that experience where they stand either at the some department chair or their advisor or somebody's office and they go, you have a 0.0 grade point average.
Fat and stupid.
Fat and stupid is no way to go through life. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Did you realize that's from Animal House?
Oh, I thought that was from The Simpsons.
I was just reciting what my dad told me once.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Kevin,
fat,
rub it in.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I never saw American Pie either.
That's not...
Seems like a classic.
It's a great. That's a great movie, but
it is.
This is not required reading for you.
I still didn't finish my book report on Patty and the Stump.
Okay. All right. I got to go. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a headache. I can't believe what just happened.
You should just come up with a few movies that feel that it needs to see for sure. And
the kids these days, they just don't
watch. I'll need a day off of work and I'll go watch those
right.
movies.
Exactly. Right. Right. That's a millennial thing too. It's like,
sure,
well,
I'll do that.
I can't sit. I can no. just watch that a movie. If you're signing, you're
going to
pay me
for that. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to commercial.
Yeah. Judy, why don't you do the news in 2 minutes?